Hello, welcome to another episode. I'm Melissa with the Astronomy Outreach team here at Edgewood College. Let's have a short talk about meteor showers. Recently, the Perseids meteor shower has been a current topic for astronomical observation. If you missed out on the peak of this event, that is okay. There is more to come. From Wednesday's video we shared on our Facebook page, we learned that a meteor shower can occur when numerous meteorites enter the Earth's atmosphere and disintegrate as Earth passes through a field of material at very high speeds. At times, this can happen because of a comet passing through Earth's orbit. Take the Perseids meteor shower, for example. Currently, our planet is crossing the path of Comet Swift-Tuttle. As its debris hits Earth's atmosphere, a meteor shower is a result. Perseids are popular due to the rate of meteors per hour. Generally speaking, these showers can usually peak right around midnight or pre-dawn. Now, to observe these meteor showers, you can really see them from anywhere. However, let's get a little more specific. Meteor showers can be found in one point of the sky called the radiant. This is considered a point of origin where they are observed. To locate the Perseids meteor showers, the radiant point is the Perseus constellation. Looking between the radiant and zenith, which means straight above, will increase your chances of observing these meteor showers. You can use tools such as a planisphere or a phone application such as Stellarium to locate these constellations. Also, dark and clear skies are necessary to view these, and you want very little light from the moon. It's a good idea to head out from the city with a horizon without trees for good views. And look at the moon phase, because the less light from the moon, the better. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed a brief summary on meteor shower observations. You can find us on our Facebook page at Edgewood Astronomy Outreach. Stay curious, listeners, and we'll talk to you soon.